Chapter 4. My Steps in the Press and in Communism. Along with my introduction to the press and the daily newspaper, I was also introduced to communism. My senior co-workers at the press supported me well and encouraged me, though they would sometimes tease me over my Godavari-style pronunciation of certain sounds. A large share of the printing work at the press involved books built around communist ideology, atheist writings, and critical essays, the works of great revolutionary writers of the day like Sri Sri, Charabanda Raju, Tapi Dharma Rao, and Kodavadaganti, along with progressive poets, and books critical of religious scriptures. Because I worked in the composing section, I drew close to the Communist Party. Speeches and political classes by well-known figures of the day, like Dasari Nagabhushanam and Giri Prasad, were held once a week for all the workers. Influenced by those speeches, I drew fully into the Communist Party and eventually became a member myself. Sri Sri's epic poem Mahaprasthanam influenced me deeply. I memorized the whole thing by heart. By then, my second elder brother, Sobaraju, had also come to Vijayawada with his family. I moved from my elder brother's house to stay with brother Subaraju instead. Around this time, something strange unsettled me at my elder brother's house. A Christian prayer meeting I knew nothing about was being held once a week on the veranda of my brother's house. It did not sit well with me. I came from a tradition rooted in Sanatana Dharma, and this ritual made no sense to me at all. Sometime later, my brother Bangaraju once took me along to church as well. There, the pastor criticized the very figure I regarded as God. That was my first experience of a church, and it only made me hold my ground more firmly. One day, a book came into Visalandra for composing a work by Etukuri Balarama Murthy titled Bharatadesam Muttalu, India Religions. I remember reading, in its account of Christianity and the Roman Catholics, that they had won people over by giving the poor clothes, bread, and wheat. That reading turned me against Christianity. After that, I read Vilaga Venkatapaya's critical essays on many episodes from the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. From there, a certain contempt formed in me toward both Christianity and Hinduism alike. From that point on, I devoted myself almost entirely to communist literature, atheist writings, and ideas about building an equal society. I grew close to the communists in the area where my brother Subaraju lived. In a short time, I rose to become a local youth leader. From there, I was introduced to the Praja Natya Mandali, the People's Theater Movement, and continued locally as a member of its song troupe. I knew hardship myself, and I stood by the side of the poor. Because of this, I was even part of occupying some government land and allocating it to about 17 poor families. All of those plots have since become permanent homes. In this way, as a young man, I became fully immersed in the lives of the people. As my life's journey went on, bound up with both Swatantra art printers in Visalandra and the Communist Party. The Swatantra art printers where I worked was shut down. I found myself out on the street. I was troubled. How could this happen, when it was the Communist Party's own press? For several months I worked at a private press. And then, with help from the AP, Finance Corporation, I started a small press of my own. I printed pamphlets, wedding invitations, and receipt books. Around that same time, Christians began coming to my press to have gospel tracts and meeting handbills printed. Through them, I came to know several Christian friends.